Okay, fine. Right, now, the title that you had this morning is not the title that I'm preaching on, and that's not my fault, okay? And I'm preaching the right sermon. It's whoever put it on the computer did it wrong, because I was told to speak on the unexpected encounters with Jesus, okay? So that's going to be our theme this morning. Have you ever encountered somebody that you hadn't realized who they were because, you know, you met them out of place? Yeah? Where you don't, you know, Carolyn and myself were in France and we were walking down, we were in a seaside resort, weren't we, Carolyn? We were walking along and two people were coming towards us, and Carolyn said, if I was in Barnstable, I would say that that is Graham Poland and his wife, Maureen. So I looked, and I said, well, I think you're right. And as they came up, of course we recognised them. But we never thought that we would ever see Graham Poland walking along the seafront in France. And, you know, we said, what are you doing here? And of course they said, well, what are you doing here? You know what it is? I expect you've had that sort of experience. I know a few weeks ago, got to be careful what I say now, but I was having a cup of coffee in a garden centre. I won't mention the garden centre. And there were four people on another table, and I recognised one of the girls that I used to work with. And I went over and said, hi, how are you? I haven't seen you for a long time. She said, no. She said, and we got talking, and then she said, of course, you remember, and pointed to the person next to it. And I looked at her and I thought, oh, I don't recognise. Well, she looked up and she said, I used to work with you. I said, well, I looked at her again and I noticed she had developed another chin or something, but otherwise, you know, I thought to myself, I don't recognise you. She said, we used to work together. I said, well, where did we work together? And she told me, and then she said, my name is Val. I said, of course, now I know. But see, I never expected ever to see her there. And of course, I gave her a hug and all that, and well, that was it. Now, I want you to imagine these two men. Or it could have been a man and a wife. We don't know. Walking along the road. And as they were deep in conversation, talking about what had happened, Jesus drew up alongside, and they didn't recognise him. They didn't recognise him, and they thought it was a stranger. You know, they didn't expect to see him. Perhaps they were talking and reliving the weekend events like very often we do. And perhaps they were saying to them, to each other, how did it all end up like this? You know, what's going to happen now? Could things have been different? You know, have we wasted the last couple of years of our lives following Jesus? You know, perhaps they thought to themselves, we've come to the end of the road. You know, lots of people feel like that in life, don't they? They question, what's it all about? Perhaps there's somebody here this morning who secretly feels that, you know, what's life all about? Where do we go from here? Especially when we listen to the news on the television or the radio and we see how things are going. We just sort of get, what's going to happen? And then, you know, this happens in people's lives. But then people have an encounter with Jesus because he turns up in these situations. And that's real conversion. You know, when you hear that somebody is at their lowest, they don't know how things are going to go in the future, and then Jesus shows up. That's when there's real conversion. Now, my printer went wrong. And I couldn't print out my sermon yesterday. And so I had to go over to my son, James, and ask him if he would do it. and he uses better paper than what I do. And of course, it's all stuck together. But just for your own reading, you know, we don't know the names of these people. Well, we know the names of one. One was Cleopas, and the other, we're not sure. There could be a clue if you look in John chapter 19, verse 25, because there was mentioned here Mary, the wife of Cleopas. So perhaps it was a man and wife walking down the road. We don't know. Perhaps it could have been Mary and somebody else, another lady. And it could be two men. But that doesn't make any difference to what was happening here. These two people were walking along and they didn't expect Jesus to turn up. But when he did, he gave them the best Bible study that they ever had. He was able to explain to them all that happened. And as he explained it, he was able to open the scriptures to them and say, didn't you expect this to happen? You know, you're supposed to know the scriptures. You know, you should have realized what was happening. And he gave them this very in-depth Bible study. Well, it was the Old Testament. My gosh, wouldn't I love to be there to hear what he had to say? And of course, when they got to the end of the walk, they invited him to stay. And they just said, come on in. Stay with us tonight. It's getting dark. You don't want to go on walking. Come in. And they, of course, you know the story. Barry read it to us. And this is all very simple, what I'm saying to you this morning. Nothing difficult. Nothing difficult. And then they sat down to have a meal. And he took the bread and he broke it. Now, what do you think happened then? Do you think they saw his hands? Or do you think they remembered that night when he was betrayed? What do you think happened? You know, I think perhaps they might have saw the nail pins, and then their eyes were opened and they realized it was Jesus. It all became clear to them. Now, why? Why were they stopped from recognizing Jesus? Now, I think verse 16 of the reading we had says it, but God kept them from recognizing him. God kept them from recognizing them. You know, I think that God must have thought, I need to give them an in-depth Bible study. They need to know their scriptures more. They need to understand me more. And I wonder if that's why so often we are kept in the dark about things. You know, we say to ourselves, I can't understand why that's happening. I can't understand what's going on here. I can't understand what's happening in my life at the moment. And I wonder if sometimes we are kept in the dark so that we can have a deeper experience with God. Yeah? Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes we don't understand what's happening in our lives. And sometimes I think God uses that occasion to bring us closer to him. And then he reveals it to us when the time is right, when we've learned something more of him. You see, these two on the road to Emmaus, they learned more about Jesus on that journey than what they had for a long time. And it was so God had closed their eyes and said, look, you've got to learn this about me. And then their eyes were open. And I think there's times in our lives, and I know there's been times in my life when, you know, I haven't seen the way ahead clear. You know, and I've wondered what's going on here. But it's been in those times that we experience the unexpected visit of Jesus coming alongside us. I got three sermons in one this morning, okay? So you needn't worry. As I say, they're going to be very, very simple. That was my first sermon, my first encounter. My second encounter I want to talk to you about, we find in John chapter 24. And there's another occasion when Jesus turned up unexpectedly. And it's the story of Thomas. Do you remember Thomas? Poor old Thomas. Since that occasion, he's been immortalized as Doubting Thomas. You know, and it's a nickname that doesn't really do him justice because he was a very faithful follower of Jesus. And tradition has it that later he went all the way to India and founded the church in India, and he was martyred. Well, Thomas, when he heard from some of the disciples that they had seen Jesus, he couldn't believe it, okay? Which is understandable, understandable. I was thinking myself, you know, this morning when I was laying in bed and just getting some thoughts together and for this, I was just thinking myself, you know, I go down to Northern Churchyard and help cut the grass, okay? And keep it tidy once a month. And I was thinking that, you know, if I was down there, and sometimes there's a new grave, and if I went home and said to Carolyn, you know, I was down cutting the grass, and you know, Mr. So-and-so was buried last week. Well, I saw him down there. Well, she wouldn't believe me, would she? You wouldn't, would you? No, there you are. You know, and I can feel for Thomas a little bit. I can feel for him. You know, there he was. You know, well, I can't believe this. And we find that they were in a room, weren't they? All together. The 11 disciples, and I expect there were ladies there. And I expect they were talking and like we do after the service. We, you know, talk with each other and have a cup of coffee and go. And I can imagine them doing that. And then all of a sudden somebody said, oh yes, Jesus. Jesus is here. And then Thomas would look and say, well, I think he must have been, what's the word, flabbergasted. Yeah. Jesus was there. I don't think it was like anything in Star Trek where they, you know, beam people down. I don't think Jesus was just beamed down into the room. I think all of a sudden they said, oh, Jesus is here. And then, of course, you have that wonderful, wonderful interaction with Thomas, don't you? And Jesus. And Thomas says, you know, my Lord, my God. You know, here's some points for you. Jesus turned up when the doors were locked. Now, metaphorically speaking, and that's a big word for me, because you used a big word last Sunday night, didn't you? And baffled us all. Yes. So I'm going to use this big word this morning. Metaphorically speaking. Do you know, I think we all have rooms in our lives that have locked doors. Yeah? That we don't want people to see or know about. They're very private. And Jesus knows about them. And he can unexpectedly turn up in those situations of our lives. Jesus knew about Thomas and what he had said, that he hadn't believed. But nobody had told Jesus. Nobody had met Jesus down the street and said, Jesus, you know, Thomas, one of us, he doesn't believe that you're risen. Come up and see him. Nothing like that. Jesus knew that Thomas didn't believe he was doubting. And I believe that there's rooms in our lives that we keep locked by ourselves. The door's locked on that room. We don't want anybody to know about them. But see, you can't hide them from Jesus. He will turn up in that situation unexpectedly. You know, everyone has different ways of coming to know Jesus or progressing in their spiritual life. Thomas had the invitation to touch Jesus. And actually, we don't read that he ever did. He didn't touch Jesus, because as soon as he saw Jesus, he knew he was alive. We are all given that same invitation to touch him, come to know him in our lives. Jeff read about Mary at the tomb. Yeah. She had that opportunity to meet Jesus unexpectedly. And it changed her life completely. She had that very deep experience. She had that very personal experience that, you know, he knew her by name. And we all need to have that personal experience with Jesus. And then Peter and John, look at them. When they looked at the empty tomb, they went inside the tomb and they looked and they saw it was empty. What a difference, what a change in their lives. They're thinking forever. Because when Peter and John were preaching in years to come, they could say, I saw the empty tomb. I saw the empty tomb. And you know, that's it. They had that encounter with Jesus, the empty tomb. Well, Thomas hit new spiritual heights, didn't he, in his spiritual life, because he said, Jesus, you are my Lord and my God. That's one of the greatest testimonies of the New Testament. Do you know that? Those words. Jesus, you are my Lord and my God. And he was a different man because he met Jesus in an unexpected place. The unexpected visitor. Right, my last one, and I think you'll be thankful for that, and I'm coming to it now. The next unexpected encounter with Jesus was at breakfast time, a barbecue on the beach. Yeah? And in fact, Jesus had cooked and supplied the breakfast. He had it all ready for these fishermen who were his disciples. You know, the disciples were feeling very low. And you can understand how they felt after the weekend. Very low. And probably they said, let's go fishing. Let's get back into a routine. Have you ever said that? Have you ever heard people who, you know, they've lost a loved one and they've been absolutely shattered? And then they say something like, well, I need to get back into a routine again. Yeah? Once I'm in a routine, I'll be all right. And perhaps this is what these disciples said. If I can get into the routine, if we can get into a routine again, well, then we can, you know, move on. And perhaps they started reliving the events and they asked themselves, how did we turn up here? All the things that we would do and ask, could things have been different? You know, should we stop Jesus from going to Jerusalem? Perhaps they even said to themselves, you know, have we wasted 2 years of our lives following Jesus? The same old questions time and time again. But at that unexpected time, Jesus turned up on the beach and he tells them how to fish. And they caught so many fish that the nets were weighed down and so heavy that they couldn't hold them in. And then Peter all of a sudden realizes it's Jesus. Wow! He's come to meet us. And then it was barbecue time on the beach. You know, a wonderful, wonderful experience, but it must have been an embarrassing time for Peter. You know, I feel sorry for Peter in some ways because I can understand what had happened and how he had denied Jesus, and now Jesus was there and Jesus challenged him. Jesus challenged him. What an embarrassment to him. You know, I often think in our conversation with our friends, perhaps if we're having a discussion with our friends, am I showing my love and my allegiance to Jesus? When I'm making an important decision in my life, is my love for Jesus coming first? You know, this was a challenging time for Peter. You know the story. I'm not going to go through the story, but Peter, do you love me? And I think he turns up unexpectedly in our lives, time and time again, when we are in discussion or talking or making decisions or planning, and he says, do you love me? Do you love me? That's the main question. Jesus turns up in everyday circumstances of life to challenge us about our love for him. Do we love him more than anything else? You know, this week, is he going to turn up unexpectedly in your life? He could do. So be ready. Do you know the people who are having unexpected encounters with Jesus more and more? It's the Muslim people, especially in dreams. You know, they're having these encounters with Jesus and they're being converted. You know, there are many young people who are having these encounters with Jesus. Have you got a couple minutes for me to tell you a couple of stories? Yeah. Yeah, I can always cut out the last in. But, you know, we went down to Keswick in Devon, and they had Andrew Ollerton. I don't know if you know him, but he's a great guy. And he was talking about young people who are being converted, you know. And they're not being converted through the church. They seem to be converted outside and coming to the church. He said that he met one young chap who came to him and said, you know, I really want to know more about Jesus. I really do. He said, I bought myself a Bible and I'm going to start reading it. So he said to Andrew Alton, where shall I read? And Andrew Alton said, well, read Romans. So the chap said, okay, that's all right. And he went off. And then Andrew said to him, whatever did I tell him to read Romans for? You know, it's the most difficult book. And he said, a few days later, he saw the chap. And he said, how are you getting on? He said, fantastic. He said, what, that way you told me to read is absolutely wonderful. He said, incredible. Can I ask you some questions about it? You know? And then he said there was another chap that came, and he had a Bible. He wanted a Bible, so he gave him a Bible, and he went off, and they came back, and he said, oh, you're getting on? He said, fine. I'm really enjoying it. So Andrew Ollison said, that's great. That's wonderful. He said, what parts of the Bible have you read? So he looked at him and said, well, he said, I started at the beginning. When you read a book, you start at the beginning. And he had a real encounter with Jesus. See, this is what's happening. You know, Jesus turns up unexpectedly. I've got one little story I tell you because I thought it was quite amusing. Yeah, as you know, it's a family story, so please forgive me. But James is the curate at Fermington, and he was preaching the other Sunday. And he said after the service, look, if some of you want to take a Bible, if you haven't got a Bible, take one of the church Bibles. He said, I'd rather you take them than leave them here for the mice to eat them. So he said, you take one. He said, two Bibles disappear. And the following Sunday, he was speaking again. He said, last week I offered you the opportunity to take a Bible. He said, and I saw the vicar look at me and the church warden and thinking, what's he doing, you know? He said, but I went home that Sunday and a friend of mine rang me up from Exeter and said, James, I have a load of Bibles here. I don't know what to do with them. Would you like them? And James said, yeah, I'll have them. And he said, I've brought them along here this morning. There's a box of Bibles here. If anybody wants one, they can take it. And he said to me, do you know, Dad? He said, every one of those Bibles went. Now, that's incredible, isn't it? You see, Jesus is turning up unexpectedly in people's lives. And we can have that in our lives. Jesus can turn up unexpectedly this week. Let's pray. Let's ask that. Lord, please give me an unexpected encounter with you, so I can have you in my life. There you are. It's up us and I've finished. So we'll sing one song to finish, Carolyn. 77, would you like, or would you like the other one?
77.
Sorry?